Parenting can be tough. Here at School of Northern Virginia, we believe parents deserve support, information, and resources to help build stronger families. We invite you to pause for a moment today and give yourself a few minutes to focus on your children and your parenting skills. This is a SCAN podcast for parents with special guest Lori Brooks.
Being a parent is not easy, and many parents often feel overwhelmed by the daily stress of raising children. At times, it can feel like all you do is feed, discipline, schedule, and support your children in a million different ways all day long, with very little time left for anything else. But think about it. Do you spend even a fraction of that same time taking care of yourself? Well, if you're like most moms and dads, you need to be told that it's okay to take the time and energy to care for yourself. In fact, practicing self-care can actually make you a better, calmer, and healthier parent. Part of self-care involves the basics, you know, eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and finding time to be active and relax in any given week. So ask yourself, am I doing the most basic things to care for my body? I'm willing to bet that a lot of you know what it's like to skip a shower, miss meals, or forego sleep in order to get more things done. Well, those crazy days are a part of parenting reality from time to time, but they should not be your norm. So make it a priority to eat healthy meals, stay active, get adequate sleep, and unplug from phone and email. You also want to ask yourself, am I taking care of my mind and spirit? This kind of self-care is often what we neglect the most. In an average busy week, it can feel indulgent to read for an hour or go out with a friend, but the truth is, it is just as important as physical health. So plan time to spend with friends, enjoy your favorite hobby, or simply give yourself quiet alone time on a regular basis. When parents neglect themselves, it puts stress on the mind and body, and when we are overstressed, we can be irritable, exhausted, or sad. So on top of not taking care of ourselves, we can't care for our children as we normally would, not to mention the fact that we're modeling unhealthy behavior. Yeah, teaching our kids that it's okay not to care for or respect ourselves. It's not easy to change the way you prioritize yourself. Start small by picking one area of care that you've been neglecting and grow from there. Remember that practicing self-care is not about neglecting your children's needs. It's also not as simple as planning a weekend away. Instead, it's about showing yourself the respect and care that you deserve on a consistent basis.
This has been a SCAN podcast for parents, brought to you by a grant from AT&T. Learn more online at www.scanva.org.